Good morning. Thank you for choosing National Cash Offer. This is Adrian. How can I help you?
Hey, Adrian. I'm replying to a postcard I got from your company. I'm calling from Northern California. In regards to my home in Tempe at 6809 South Roosevelt.
Okay. Well, can I get your first name, ma'am?
Mary.
Okay, Mary. And is this property a property you would be interested in possibly selling?
Yeah. I was just getting ready to maybe put it on the market, but I want it to be, like, quick and done with.
Okay.
I kept it for years because my family's from Wyoming, right? And oh, we'll come down and use it. We'll come down and use it. Well, they haven't, so I'm going to
That's interesting. I just had another client from Las Vegas that has a condo in Las Vegas, and she's in Flagstaff, and the same situation. She had nieces that said they were going to use the condo in Vegas, and it's been empty for 2 years. So
yeah.
I understand exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, I've run it out here and there, but I just think now it's like, you know, you guys aren't ever going to go down and use that. I'm getting close to retirement, and I'm thinking, do I do this? I'm calling you. Let's see what you guys offer. Yeah, I'm kind of wondering what you guys will offer. So,
there's absolutely no obligation. If you want to, can you give me the property address?
Yeah, it's 6809 South Roosevelt Street
Tempe. Okay, and how many bedrooms, how many bathrooms is this property?
It has 3 bedrooms. One I use for an office, the middle one. And it has a bedroom in the master bedroom, and then there is a bathroom at the end of the hall on the other end of the house. It's not a great big house.
Two bedrooms and two bathrooms?
Well, it's really, I use that middle bedroom for an office, but it's really a bedroom.
Okay,
so it's 3 bedrooms, 2 baths.
Okay, do you know the square footage off the top of your head by any chance?
I would say it's under 1,500.
Okay, I can just get that information online. There hasn't
been
any
somebody called. No, I just recently had it painted, though. I have a guy that takes care of it for me.
Okay.
I was thinking about, he had somebody that wanted to rent it out, but I'm thinking I might be ready to just be done with it.
Yeah, especially if you're about to retire. I don't think being a landlord is something that you would want to take on.
Well, the thing is, the only problem is we're huge baseball fans, you know, and we could go down there but, you know, I still have a ton of friends there, and I was just like, you know, I could use the cash right now. So let's see what you guys
right.
come up with. What was your name again? Adrian? Was it Adrian?
Adrian, yes.
Adrian, I think I have, like, a little under 80 left on the mortgage.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Okay. I know you mentioned earlier that you said, you know, you just kind of want to be quick and done with. That's actually pretty much the reason why we are in the business that we're in. It's a very quick transaction. We can close in as little as 14 business days, Mary, and there's absolutely no out-of-pocket to you. So we buy it as is. We pay all the closing
costs.
Yeah,
I'm just
thinking. Commission, everything like that.
Yeah, I don't know what I held on to it because, you know, the property down there wasn't that great for a while, but it's gone back getting a little bit better, but I hope I can make a little bit on it, and fast and easy is appeals to me right now. So what do you need from me right now? Are you just gonna kind of look it up, or
I have some information actually as far as upgrades in the property. Would you say the property could use some updating or upgrading, maybe granite countertops, backsplash, things like that?
Oh, I think it might. You know, I haven't been down there in a while. I've had a guy take care of it for me. He's up to,
so when,
you know.
When you purchased the property, it was pretty original?
Totally. Yeah.
I'm sorry,
and
what
it
was
that? Could use,
okay.
Yeah, it could definitely probably use, you could probably, whatever you're going to get from me, you'd probably be able to double it, I'm thinking, in that neighborhood. But I don't know. You're in the business, not me.
Right. And keep in mind, Mary, also, you know, you being in California, you wouldn't have to come to Arizona for a single thing. Everything that we do is completely mobile. We are based out of Phoenix, but we can actually send you a DocuSign, a purchase agreement via DocuSign. And then once the closing documents are ready, we can have a mobile notary come out to you and sign those closing documents, and we can just overnight them back to the title company.
That's awesome. That sounds even better.
Okay.
And like I said, this is like perfect timing because I was just having a conversation about it. And I get this in the mail, and I'm like, what?
Awesome. Heaven sent, right?
Now, and let me give you just a little bit of background. I'm a contractor for Comcast, so I do work at night next week. So my window to get a hold of me, if we can't, is Mondays will be an excellent day. And, of course, I'll be around all weekend. But I don't know how fast this all happens. So just so you know, if I don't get back to you, it's probably because, you know, especially later afternoon when you know, I lay down about 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and then because we're out by 10 or 11. Yeah.
Mary,
so
Mary, is this a number? Is this a number?
This is my cell phone.
Because I can also... Okay, beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, you can get a hold of me, and I can give you an email address if you need it.
Let me have that email address.
Okay, it's m.4, note the number, my last name is spelled F as in Frank, A-U-R-E, @comcast.net.
Okay, beautiful. And Mary,
my last name again. Yeah, you say it like the number, but it's French, it's just F-A-U-R-E, yeah.
Okay, I get it. Okay, Mary, is there a number in mind that you had where, if you know, I would offer you this, like just say right now, I would offer you a certain amount. What would that be, just to kind of get rid of it and be done with it?
Well, the one thing that I will do is I'm gonna Zillow it, I guess, and see what the properties in that area are going for. I don't need a ton of money, but I want to make something on it. You know,
okay.
Pay off the mortgage,
of course.
And make some money. That would be, and it doesn't have to be, you know, $100,000.
No, I completely understand. Well, yeah, I definitely want it to be a win-win for both of us. Obviously, you know, we're in the business.
So is this what you do? You flop this? You turn these?
Yeah, that's what we do. We actually buy properties in 4 states. We do Texas, Arizona, Nevada, and California. We buy properties. My brother.
Where in California?
Riverside, San Bernardino.
Okay, so you're down south. Okay, I'm up in the San Francisco Bay Area. So.
Oh, my wife was just in San Francisco last weekend.
Did she have a good time?
Yeah, she did. She said it was amazing. She said it was cold, but it was amazing.
It's a great city to come and visit.
Yeah, we're from Arizona. If it gets under 60, we're freezing.
No shit. I remember those days. Yeah. I went to Phoenix from Colorado to play softball, and I used to laugh at the girls. Like, it's like they had jackets and stuff, and I was like 60, 50 degrees. I'm going, you guys should play in snow. This is ridiculous. This is warm.
I'm actually at my niece's t-ball game right now, so that's funny that you say that.
Oh, right on. Yeah, I still have a lot of friends in Phoenix, but and the wintertime, I mean, that's why you live there. It's when the summer starts to get around. And I work outdoors down there for a cable company.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't miss that. I don't miss that heat at all.
It's already getting hot. It hit 100 degrees yesterday already.
Oh, shit. I remember one day it was 122, and we said, I'm going home. This is not working.
Yeah, you can't even walk. Yeah, you can't do anything in that weather.
I mean, we would go to the lake, and it was like having a blow dryer in your hair on the lake.
Yeah.
On the water, it was so warm. But anyway, still,
those are the days where
humidity.
Those are the days where you get an inflatable pool and you put it inside in the living room and just hang
out there. Exactly right. I know. I hear you. So, and the other thing about the property, you may not know, it is attached to a homeowners association. I hope that's not going to make a difference.
No, it's not. As long as everything is caught up to date, the HOA fees, everything like that, everything's caught up to date.
Oh, yeah.
It shouldn't be an issue.
Yeah, I think I'd be willing to pay off the year of the homeowner's fees as part of it. So.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, Mary, is I'm after this T-ball game, I'm actually heading to the office. So I can actually run some numbers as soon as I get to the office. And then I can give you a call. You said you're available all day today, correct?
Yep.
Okay. So I'll give you
I've had some rest. So,
okay.
Yeah.
I'll give you a call a little bit later today and let you know, give you an offer range. You know, with this particular property, is there any way that we would possibly be able to access the property at some time without you
Absolutely.
Having to come down?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I think there's a key outside because my gardener keeps it. It's just a place I've always kept it in the backyard.
Uh-huh.
I think it's in an outlet, but I'll check with Kevin before I. Because he might have moved it or he might have just kept it. The guy that comes over and, you know, he's done painting and kind of just kept it, runs the water.
Just kept the outlet. So, no, you don't get any squatters or anything in there.
Right, exactly.
Right. Okay, Mary. Well, I'm going to run some numbers.
Sounds good.
And I'm going to give you a call back later today. And then hopefully we can get something done for you this week. And that way it'd be, you know, done
that
and over with pretty
be
quick like you want.
Awesome. I would love it.
Right.
Okay.
We're on the
thank
same
you.
Page.
All
right.
Thank you, Adrian. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Mary.
Okay. You bet.
Bye.
Bye.